like when I think of that girl, like I don't see her as someone who travels in a pack. Like I see her as quite independent. Yeah. And I don't see her as someone who would like text her friends being like, what do you think I should
wear? What are we wearing today?
What are we wearing today?
Ugh.
Or like...
Hello, happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome back to the My 20-somethings podcast.
For those of you who are new here, we're Jenna and Sophie, and we are two 20-something best friends who started this podcast to create a community of those just figuring this all out. Every other week, we bring you advice, guest mentors, and personal anecdotes so you never have to say, I wish I knew that in my 20s.
We hope that everyone listening right now is doing well, staying safe, and hanging in there this winter season. We are officially less than 50 days away from spring, so keep going. You've almost made it.
Jenna, I don't know about you, but something that's really kept me going through this chilly winter weather is TikTok. I'm pretty much addicted to it. And I'm pretty convinced that no one knows me quite as well as the TikTok algorithm. And I can't decide if that's super amazing or super creepy.
Ugh, I totally understand. I personally live for TikTok. I spend an embarrassing amount of time on it, scrolling through each day, sending things to my friends. I love it. I may not be all caught up with the newest trendy dances, but there is one TikTok trend that has certainly gotten my attention these past few weeks. You guessed it. I'm talking about the how to be that girl trend.
And for those of you who are not obsessively scrolling through TikTok or necessarily on the same algorithm as us, we're talking about the that girl trend. And this trend basically encourages you to be the like most ideal picture of health, the girl of your dreams, just like that girl in your life. She typically has her shit together. She looks like she's living her best life. She eats well. She exercises every single day, typically Pilates. She journals, she meditates. And like, of course she has a full-time job because why wouldn't she, right?
100%. Basically, that girl's life is like picture perfect. It is Instagram worthy all the time, or at least it looks that way. She's definitely a boss girl that can conquer about anything.
And like, I don't know. I know that there's a lot of opinions going around about this trend, but Jenna, what do you think about people trying to be that girl?
Oh, I mean, I'm very conflicted. Look, I'm all for wellness and healthy living. I'm a big advocate of, you know, living a healthy life, going out there, doing the best that you can. And I think everyone can benefit from some motivation to finally do those things that we've all been too lazy or scared to do. However, it's important to be realistic and remember that those girls who look like they have all their lives put together at all times are definitely not sharing with you all the parts of their day that appear less than glamorous and aren't Instagram worthy.
And Jenna knows almost probably better than anyone else that I am a big hustler and like to work hard, but everything really does need to be in moderation. And what works for you may not work for anyone else. So you have to make changes in your life how and when you want to, not as defined as someone who identifies as that girl. It's okay to take inspiration from these women and aesthetic videos. I know I do, but you have to customize them and implement them into your life for your situation and your circumstances, because it's not the same for everyone.
To me, being that girl has to be more of an internal analysis thing rather than an external onlook on life. I think you really have to decide what you want out of life and how you can get there and make realistic goals about what makes sense for your lifestyle rather than comparing yourself to all the other people that live very different lives than you. So that's why Sophie and I have decided to reclaim the term that girl and change it on its head. Instead, we challenge you to go out and be that girl that you've always wanted for yourself and that you've always been on the inside. Forget all the pressures of those telling you what you should be and start striving for the life you want out of life.
Exactly. That girl's just a state of mind. You're already that girl. You just need to embrace it and bring it out and start treating you the way that you want to be treated.
This episode is all about unleashing your inner capabilities and becoming the best possible version of yourself. Let yourself romanticize your life and become the main character you were destined to be. The only thing holding you back, after all, is you.
So without further ado, let's get into it.
Okay, so the way that we've laid out this episode is basically just talking about some tips and tricks that we have for becoming the main character of your own life and starting to live that lifestyle that you may have always fantasized about, but have never really put into fruition.
So our first tip is to make your bed. And this sounds super easy, but it really does set the tone for your day. And I'm saying that very carefully because I am very guilty of waking up in the morning, going through my entire day, going to get back into bed, realizing it's not made, making it, and then getting into bed. So it doesn't necessarily need to be done in the first minute of your day, but making your bed at least at some point throughout the day really does set you up for success, no matter what time it is.
I know that it sounds oversimplified, but truly, if you're looking for one thing to do just to start that journey of becoming the best possible version of yourself and feeling like you've got your shit together even when you don't, it's make your bed. Because truly, it takes, what, 5 minutes out of your day? And I guarantee you, I cannot explain it. After you do it, you will just feel so much better. You will just feel almost like you just, you know, completed 5 school assignments or, you know, done 3 job interviews successfully. It's just the best feeling of, oh, wow, my life is exactly how I want it to be. And it is something you can do, as Sophie said, 10 minutes before you go to sleep or 10 minutes after you wake up. You can do it whenever you want, but do it. I guarantee you, you will love that immediate sense of accomplishment that comes from it. Number 2, we have do one thing a day that challenges your mind. And so this could be a hobby, a task, or any joyful activity that you enjoy. Doing anything that keeps your mind sharp, keeps you working towards goals, and keeps you driven. So again, those could be anything, like doing a crossword puzzle or a riddle that you find online. One thing I started doing recently is meditation, and I know that's so classic, that girl, but I started doing it because I thought it would be relaxing, and it actually isn't relaxing, I find. It's definitely a challenge that keeps my mind focused on one thing, and I really have a hard time doing it without getting mad at myself about not being able to focus on that one task at hand. So I've made it a goal for myself not to give up on it and just to keep trying it. It's getting easier, but it definitely is something that I do to just make sure that I'm keeping my mind on the ball, keeping me sharp. It's a skill that really helps me. And so I give myself lots of props when I make time for it in my day.
And see, it's funny. That meditation is a that girl thing and it works for Jenna, but I know it doesn't work for me. I just, I don't find it beneficial. I don't like turning off my brain. I'm sure it would be good for me, but I don't enjoy it. And so that's part of like the that girl collection of activities that I just choose to forego. And things that I do, like I do a lot of challenging things throughout my day, just school, work. And sometimes that's enough for me. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? Now it's just time to watch Netflix. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that I'm not that girl. But if I were something that I have implemented into my life that maybe does align with the trend a little bit more is reading. I've read 2 books in 1 week because I've had the week off of school. So I'm like, whenever I have the time, I love reading. It's not challenging, but it is actually challenging for me to focus on one thing and not be distracted by other things. So I think it's just important to remember that as long as you're enjoying that time and that space for yourself, then you're doing really good things that will enhance your everyday life.
What I love about both meditation and reading is that they get this like weird rap of being, yeah, activities that turn off your brain, but they take a lot of work and it actually does stimulate your brain. So even though it's something that may relax you and, you know, turn your mind away from work or school or whatever you're doing, it is something that's actually really beneficial because it's getting those brain waves moving and it's keeping you alert. So something as simple as that can really keep you on your game and really get you ready for the day ahead.
Well, even just like to add one more thing, I've heard that like humans now have an attention span less than a goldfish, and do not quote me on that because it may not entirely
be true. It's probably true.
But I think we're like really close and comparable. So I know that I am a multitasker, even though people cannot multitask, I try to. And reading, meditating, that kind of stuff is really challenging for me because I have to sit and focus on one thing. So it actually does challenge me, maybe just not like in the classic sense of how we see a challenge. So tip number 3 is let's get physical. So the pandemic has made it super easy for us to get really used to sitting on the couch, cuddling up in our bed, hanging out, just not really staying active. But making a point of doing intentional movement and exercise every day will truly, truly help not only your physical, but your mental health. So I know Jenna and I throughout the pandemic went on a lot of walks and made a point of like at least once a week getting out. And even if it was freezing cold, trudging through the snow to get a coffee. I think that exercise and physicality can be seen as like in the that girl trend is you have to do Pilates and then you have to go for a walk every single day at like 5 in
the morning. Lies.
Lies. You can go for a walk and grab a coffee and socialize and be active as long as you're moving your body and just like not sitting on the couch all day. You're doing it right.
Someone once told me that you will never regret doing a workout or moving your body. And it's so true. Mm. You may dread doing it beforehand, but you'll always be glad that you did it once you did it. Like you will always say, okay, you know, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to put my workout clothes on. I didn't want to, you know, lug myself to the gym or out to the trails. But then once you do it, it makes you feel so good. It releases that inner serotonin in your body. And it's something you never regret doing with your time. So yes, as Sophie said, it can be running a marathon or it can be taking a walk down to a coffee shop. It is so simple. Just whatever you can do to get your body moving, keep you active is so important, especially in the pandemic when we are so used to just sitting at home, cuddling in our beds and not moving at all.
The hardest part of getting physical and getting active is starting. The hardest 100%. Part of your workout is going to be getting off the couch and putting on your running shoes. That is always the hardest part. It's not the run. It's not the middle. It's not at the end. It's just before you start, just getting started. And I know for me previously, I was so set on if I don't run 5 kilometers a day, I'm not fit and I'm not doing it right. And this is literally how I thought. Like this is my thinking pattern for almost like 6 years, all throughout high school, most of university. And I kind of, when the pandemic happened, I was like, you really don't have to run every day. Like I wasn't exercising like I used to. And I was almost healthier, which was really conflicting in my brain, but I was a lot healthier. And I think that I was exercising to a point of like, my body was just trying to survive. And when I like just started going for enjoyable walks, I actually started seeing a much healthier picture of myself, not only physically, but mentally, because I wasn't so freaking hard on myself all the time. So I encourage you to, if you love running and love doing Pilates and going to the gym, that is amazing. But like, if that's not your jam, because I wanted it to be for me for so long, it's okay. Just go for a walk. Like that's literally the best part of my day most days.
What I love about this tip in particular is that it can be a super unifying thing. So I like that this is something that you can just text your friend and say, hey, have you moved today? Have you moved your body today? Have you stretched your body today? And you can just remind one another. Maybe, you know, you decide that once a week you're going to get together and do it together because it kills two birds with one stone. Have a friendship, socializing activity while moving your body. But it also just ensures that you're keeping each other accountable for just making sure that they're prioritizing their mental and physical health. And as we said, moving your body can literally just mean doing a light stretch while at your desk at your office. It can be something so small, but check in on one another, because it's a really important thing that you do. And again, it helps you bond with other people. Tip number 4 is to dress to impress. We've talked about this briefly a few episodes back when we talked about how you book that job, how you stay productive at home. And it really is still important no matter where you're working from, at home, in the office, etc. No matter the agenda, that girl always looks put together.
Something that like that girl trend is really glamorizing right now is like the all neutral beige, like they have perfect Aritzia outfits. And I think that like, again, going back to that trend, you don't need to dress in neutrals and have like the most expensive clothing to be that girl. As long as you like feel good in what you're wearing, you're going to look good because it's going to improve your confidence.
What I love, which I found in a couple of invites recently to social events, is that the new like chic wardrobe attire is wear what makes you feel beautiful. And I think that's so valuable. And it stands for every day. Wear what makes you feel beautiful. Wear what makes you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning and say, oh, hot damn, who's that? Because when you feel good, you do good. It's just a fact. It's scientifically proven that when you put on that fresh outfit and you feel better, you will be more productive and perform better.
Even for me, just brushing my hair, like putting a brush through my hair, makes me feel better, like without a doubt. So I always have a brush in my purse so that I can run to the washroom and quickly run through it. It's simple things like that, but also just like letting myself buy clothes that I just really, really like, even if I don't need them, but then they're just in my wardrobe. I feel like I always have something to wear. I always feel good when I go out. And it really does make a difference. So regardless, if you look like that girl, you're going to feel like her.
As with all of these tips, you are in the driver's seat. So if you want to put on a full face of makeup and a trendy new look, fine. If you want to just brush through your hair and put on a clean shirt and change that one outfit that you've been wearing for the last 5 days, also fine. Dress what makes you feel beautiful. It'll increase your serotonin level. And planning out new outfits also helps you have something to look forward to for each new day.
Our next tip is to make a mood board and turn it from your dream to your reality. This is something that I love to do. I love to use mood boards. I call them vision boards, but I think that they can be used interchangeably. But this honestly just gives you motivation and helps you really reflect on what you want out of your life. And sometimes it can be a really awakening exercise because you'll be looking through things. So I personally use Pinterest, and I also look at other people's vision boards or mood boards for inspiration. Like, it's not like I pull it out of thin air, but it helps me understand a lot about myself, and like things that I wouldn't really expect kind of come out and come into fruition. But for me personally, I know even my vision board that I made New Year's in January, some of it's already started coming true, which is really crazy. But I really do believe in the power of a mood board and a vision board.
What I love about mood boards is that it lets you really romanticize and glorify your life and realize that even, you know, your daily activities can just be dreamy and fun and exciting to you. And so, yeah, a mood board doesn't have to be things that are completely out of reach. It can be simple things like really yummy looking breakfast that you want to make or a new hairstyle you want to try. And it just really reminds you that your life can be the fantasy you've always wanted to be. Live that girl fantasy every day. Tip number 6 is put down the phone and live in the moment. This is something that I am writing, but also saying to myself actively because it is something I need to work on more. Start living your life for you and not for your followers. We, as you know, are huge Instagram lovers. We are very active on Instagram, but we're both trying to make a really cognizant effort to unplug every now and again and enjoy every moment.
I'll be honest. I know we're talking about TikTok and I do love it. There's like part of me who's ready to wake up tomorrow morning and delete it. There's the other side of me who, and this might be something that's helpful for other people. I think that sometimes with the phone and not being able to put it down, it comes down to FOMO, fear of missing out and like not knowing what other people are doing. And I don't know if I've ever been on Instagram and closed it and felt like, wow, that felt so good. Like a lot of the time I'm just like, oh, like they're on vacation and I'm not. I'm like, I don't really want to be on vacation, but like, it would be cool. Like I don't let it directly upset me, but like, it never feels great. And so something that I've actually done, which could be helpful for other people, is I no longer scroll through my personal Instagram feed ever. Like sometimes I'll watch stories, but I never scroll through the feed. What I've done is turn on post notifications for my friends that I truly love and care about and like want to know what they're doing. Cause I see social media as something to like stay connected to friends and family. And I follow like 800 people who like, I don't know 800 people. Like let's be real for a second. I don't know 800 people. I know of 800 people clearly, but I don't know them. So I have post notifications on. So when someone posts something that I care about and I want to see it, it just goes straight to my notifications. And that's when I use Instagram. But other than that, I really try to put away my phone to be with my family, be with my friends when I'm with my friends. My biggest pet peeve is when you are with a friend eating dinner or at coffee or on a walk and they're on their phone messaging someone else. And I think that people have forgotten manners and I feel very passionate about this and it's my biggest pet peeve. So I think we all need to take a step back from our phones and like really reflect on what's happened in the last, what would you say, like 10 years of like the rise.
Here's the thing. If you were to speak to someone in their 30s, 40s, maybe even 50s, they will tell you that your 20s flies by way too fast. You will miss it if you blink. And so spending that time documenting it on your phone and not living in the moment is something that I guarantee you they all will advise against. Don't miss it all by being too caught up in capturing the moment. Live it, enjoy it. Because as they say, you blink and it's done. And you don't want to be in the point where you didn't get to live through your 20s. That's what this is all about.
Our next tip is to stop giving a shit about what other people say. The most inspiring part of the That Girl trend, I think it's what everyone gravitates to about it, is that she looks like she knows what she wants and she becomes the girl and she takes it. And I think that like the girl, that girl in our brain she doesn't care what other people think about what she's doing. She doesn't look like she cares. She's just doing her own thing and being her own independent woman. And that's what we all want. And I think that's why we're trying to reflect the that girl image, but it's almost become the opposite where we're like, oh, we want to be that girl. So what are people going to say about me and if I'm healthy and if I'm working out? And it's almost like counterintuitive.
No, I agree so much. That my favorite part about the that girl trend is that, yeah, she doesn't look like she gives a shit. She does what she wants because she said she's going to do that and no one can stop her. It's that badass energy that is so inspiring to so many people. And that's one thing that I really think everyone should try to model on themselves out of the that girl trend. The idea of I do what I want because I want to. I do what I want because I say I can and no one can stop me is so damn rewarding and motivating and empowering. And I think everyone needs that in their life, even a little bit, even if it's just for one thing, like of I, you know, do my makeup every day, not because the world says I have to, but because it makes me feel beautiful and I want to do that. Do what you want. And it goes with that last trend too about unplugging and living in the moment. Don't just document your life because that's what society says you have to do. You do what you want and you do when you want, because you decided to, not because that's what looked good on the feed.
Yeah. And I think that like when you think of, I don't know, actually I'm kind of curious, Jenna, like mm-hmm. when I think of that girl, like I don't see her as someone who travels in a pack. Like I see her as quite independent. Yeah. And I don't see her as someone who would like text her friends being like, what do you think I should
wear? What are we wearing today?
What are we wearing today? Ugh. Or like, who wants to go for a walk with me? I don't want to go alone. Like, I'm not that person. And like, if you are, I'm not taking the mick out of you. Ooh, that might be a very British expression.
I've never heard of it, but I like it.
I'm not making fun of you or trying to like I'm not trying to make fun of you.
I like it. Taking the mick out of you.
Taking the mick, like making fun of you. But I think that that girl, why it's so like inspiring and motivating and gravitating is because she's independent and she can do what she wants on her own terms. And she's not afraid to just go for what she wants. And I think a lot of us want to be like that. It's really easy to want to be like that. It's really not easy to actually advocate for yourself and do what you want. It's not.
I totally just forgot about this until this very moment. Sophie and I have known each other a very long time. And throughout our lives, we have both kind of shared these like obsessions with those girls that we know that just look like they're effortless and just look like they don't care and do what they want and post whatever they want and just live for the sake of living. And we are obsessed over them, which again is probably not so healthy because we should mm-hmm. obsess over ourselves. But it's that same idea as to why people love that girl, because she just does what she wants without thinking twice. And I think everyone should kind of romanticize that and have that be what they want to, you know, deliver onto the world. That sense of I prioritize me over everything else.
Yeah.
Our next tip is to welcome wellness into your life. It is so important to include aspects of wellness. Of course, when there are aspects that you see have value in your life, don't just do a face mask because, again, the internet tells you it's good for you. Do things that make you feel good because you want to. Remember, your body is like an iPhone. Sometimes it needs a good charge to be back up to 100%. Treat your body and soul and mind right by taking those rest days that you can to conquer the other ones when you need to be at 100%.
Look, wellness does not need to be going to the spa for a full weekend. Just flossing your teeth can be wellness. Washing your face, resting your body, having a snack. The little things will help you more than the big things. I think for me personally, again, I said I had this week off of school. I've done nothing. I've genuinely
But that's wellness.
Nothing. And I read a book. So like that's wellness. But even things like my mom was actually really helping me and I was craving chips and salt and then I was craving sugar and I had ice cream and I was like, now I'm craving salt again. My mom was like, do it. She's like, you're resting, listen to your body. Like you don't need to take this week off and have green juice and smoothies and whatnot and go for a walk. Like you can really just like, sometimes for me, wellness is being like, you know what? I'm really craving chips and like, I know that I'll feel good. And like, I'll go for a walk later, but I don't really need to either. But like, that's my wellness right now, is just treating myself. So give yourself love and remind yourself that you're proud of yourself for just doing your best.
My favorite wellness addition into my life is taking an extra 10 minutes in the shower. And I know that sounds like nothing, but giving myself the permission just to enjoy peace, tranquility, me time is all I need just to, you know, rejuvenate myself for the next week ahead. And it can be something as simple as that. Or it can be saying, I deserve a full Swedish massage. That's up to you again. But that girl 100% recognizes that she needs to treat herself like the queen that she is in order to function like the badass bitch that she is in public.
Sometimes it's just a glass of wine. That's okay.
Yeah.
And then I know that we didn't actually have this on our original list, but I just wanted to throw it out there.
At it.
There is this glamorization. Is that the right word? Glamorization?
Yeah.
Romanticizing, whatever, of waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning. And that girl wakes up at 5 a.m. in the morning. She'll often have like the clocky thingy on her Mac that switches from like 5:29 to 5:30. And she's like up and doing Pilates. I'm like, that is not realistic for like most people. And I think that it's just really important to address that. Like me personally, if I could, I would probably wake up at like 12:30, 1 p.m. every single day. That's my natural clock. I recently have a new addition. I got a dog. She wants to be up at 7 a.m. every single day. So that's my new clock. Do I feel better when I get up in the morning? Yes. Is it because I've romanticized getting up early in the morning? Yes. That's what it comes down to. So I think that like waking up to the that girl trend, I just want to remind everyone that waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning does not make you that girl. If it works for you, that's great. If you're doing it and like your natural clock's like mine, you're waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning to be that girl, it makes you crazy. Get more sleep. That is your wellness.
That girl sleeps in sometimes, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are at my favorite part of every episode. It wouldn't be the classic MTS chatty episode if we didn't have our beloved game segment. Talking through these tips has really inspired us to get our shit together. So for today's game segment, we want to get crafty and make our own DIY That Girl mood boards to share with all of you.
So play along with us wherever you are. You can take a moment to actually pause the podcast and head over to our favorite website, Pinterest, and pick out all the photos that inspire you to make your dream a reality. You can use Canva, or you can actually just make a board on Pinterest. You can print them out and paste them onto a paper, however you feel, whatever medium you want to use to make your board, vision board, mood board, that is entirely up to you.
Sophie and I both had the exact same idea without talking to one another, which just shows how in sync we are. Which is that we made our mood boards and put them as our laptop wallpapers so that, you know, no matter what we're doing, when we go on our laptops to do work or school or even just anything productive, the first thing we see is the reminder as to why we're doing it all and the reminder that we are that girl and just to embrace it.
Exactly. It was funny. We were talking about this and I was like, I have one. It's my background. And Jenna was like, oh my God, me too.
Oh my God, me too. Okay. So lead me through your mood board. Just paint me a mental picture because I can't see it. What are your favorite parts of it? What were you thinking of when you tried to put this together? Give me a audio tour of your wallpaper.
Okay. I'm going to look at it. So I think when I initially made my mood board, I actually looked at different people's mood boards to get some inspiration because I wasn't entirely certain about how I wanted to approach it. And then what I did was kind of broke it down into categories of my life. So like work, fun, health, like I was just kind of looking at these things. And what I ended up doing was picking an individual photo to represent the different things that I was wanting to see in my life throughout 2022. I did mine for the year. So one of the photos I have on my vision board is actually a new car. We all know my good old friend Zooks, who we love, but she's just like, she's had her time. It's time to go to automobile heaven. And that was there. It's kind of hidden in there because it wasn't the most important, but it's there and it's kind of up front of mine to like get on. So hopefully that's something that comes true this year. The next thing that I have here is a photo of, and it's almost, they're all overlapped. So it's kind of hard to see, but I know in my brain subconsciously what they are. One of them is there's confetti and there's three girls and they're walking away from a building. And that one represents graduation. Cause I know that that's going to be a really big point in my life. So just like reminding myself of how good that feeling is going to be when I actually get there, is really helping me through these last few weeks of school. And then I have other things. Like I have a bunch of girls dancing on a boat, and I think it's a boat. Yeah, it's a boat. And that one for me is just to kind of stay present with friends and be in the moment. And that's what it represented for me, was like, I want moments where I'm just dancing and jumping around with my friends and like having fun and being able to live in the moment. It's almost like the TikTok trend, the echo sound when people are laughing. It looks like that, but in a photo. And that was, I wanted more moments like that. I do have a lot of photos of girls doing Pilates and exercise. And this has changed for me since January. I really wanted to get back into Pilates and whatnot. And I'm realizing now it's not really fitting into my life, but exercise and being active is. So I think that's more going to translate into like going for walks, because that's what I've really loved recently. And just being active, but I don't want to push myself anymore to go to the gym 8 times a week like I used to. That's where I wanted to get back to. And now I'm like, I don't think so. I think that I just want to enjoy being active in natural ways. And then there's things like, I had a photo of an apartment and moving out. And I don't know if that really fits into my life anymore, but it's things that maybe are long-term. I know I want to buy a house in the next 5 years. So it's kind of a vision of like what I want my life to look like, but it's not necessarily within the year. It could be a little bit longer term. So I don't know. Does that give you a clear picture of my vision board? There's like so much in here.
Yes, I can definitely see it. And it definitely seems, you know, very driven, and you've got all the goals. And again, as you said, goals are allowed to change. And that's fine. And that's the best thing about a mood board. It's a quick delete and replace. And all of a sudden you got new dreams. So it's a super easy way to just stay on top of what you want out of life and give you that direction that sometimes when life gets crazy, you may lack or be confused about.
And I have like old ones that were actually like physical, and there was like a dog on it, and I just got my first dog. So like that was kind of cool that it took, like, maybe I made that at the beginning of university, but throughout university, a lot of them have come true. So I think it's important to remember that things will stick and things will go. It's not always going to be linear. Like, you'll put it on your mood board and it'll happen, but that constant reminder will help you prioritize things in your mind. So yeah, that's mine.
Okay, I'll lead you through mine. Mine, I would say I did a little bit differently, because for me, I do believe that yes, a mood board can be about your exact goals that you want in life. But I also think it can just be the photos or the vibes that just make you feel good. And just like, oh, like you look at it and you're like, yes, that's the aesthetic I want. That's the vibe I'm looking for. And so I have a lot of those where it's just like, it's the color scheme I like, or it's just a photo that like I think is beautiful and I just want to remember. So obviously going with my vibe, my mood board is very neutral. It's very minimalistic, but I still love it. It has a good combination of things. The first thing I see most obviously is I have a lot of pictures here of the beach. So I have a boat, I have a really nice looking sunset over a beach, and then just a bunch of waves. And I've always described myself as a city girl. I thrive in big cities, but there is a place in my heart for really calm beaches and being by the water. And I think that just comes from my whole mentality of knowing that like a wave, things come and go and things ebb and flow. And so waves really resonate for me. So I have that in there to remind me that even the good and the bad will fluctuate, will go up and down, but like a wave, it will come back and it will recycle all again and the water will come back to you. So that's very important to me. I also have really comfy looking linens on a bed with a book and a coffee. And I think that just really went with my vibe of in 2022, the year of studying from home, working from home, all that vibe. I'm just going to embrace, you know, being cozy in my bed and the things that I love, and accepting that some time by myself, some solitude can be really beneficial to me. So I have that. And then on the opposite side of that, I have all the things that really weren't realistic for 2022, and it's travel. So I have, you know, a travel bag. I have someone holding a passport. I have all these beautiful sites that I really want to see. And again, I don't know if it's realistic for this upcoming year, but it's something I wanted in the future, which is just to go out, expand my horizons, experience different cultures, and see the world. Because I've really realized in the last couple of years that as much as I love where I am, I love who I surround myself with, I am so small in comparison to so many other things that I've yet to enjoy, and I really just want to see what's out there. So that's all there. And then to wrap it all together, I have a bunch of my favorite quotes. And these are just things that make me feel good, that I like to repeat to myself. Maybe they're affirmations, maybe they're not. But in the very center, I have one that says good things are coming. Because again, like the wave, no matter where I am in life, I know there are good things because the good things will come, the bad things will come. It will repeat, it's a cycle. I also have one that says you are worthy, which is a good reminder because sometimes I forget it. I have one that says the most incredible thing about miracles is that they happen, which is something that really, I like read it and I was like, oh shit, yeah. Like I am someone who often will, say, oh, but that's just a dream, that won't happen, or that's just luck. And I have to remind myself that even things that are just random or luck happen. And I should be idealistic and enjoy those things and stop, being the perfectionist who says, oh, I can only, trust the past and never dream. And then my last few favorites are I have Mom, I am a rich man, which is, I believe, a Cher quote. I don't quote me on that. I'm 99% sure it's a Cher quote. And I love it because it was when Cher's mother said to her, I think you should settle down and marry a rich man. And she said, Mom, I am a rich man, which is so that girl vibes because it's like you can do anything. And then I also have one that says, happiness looks gorgeous on you, which is just a good reminder to say to yourself that you are allowed to be happy, you are allowed to embrace the good, you are allowed to smile more, and it's good energy on you, and don't forget to do that. Yeah.
I love vision boards. My
Me
like
too.
physical one has quotes. My background one doesn't. For some reason, I was like, I don't know. But I think quotes are really a great thing to put onto a vision board for sure.
They're a really good thing because literally, if you're just stressed, you look at them and just say them out loud. And it's that positive affirmation of just saying, happiness looks gorgeous on you, and reminding yourself, because as simple as those sound, and again, they're one line things, we forget them and we don't believe them. So the more that we have them in our lives and remind ourselves, the closer we will be to actually believing and trusting those things. So those are some of our quick tips on how you can feel more put together and really take 2022 by storm. Please, please, please remember that no one's life is perfect, no matter what you see on social media, and that even that girl has her off days where she really isn't that put together. And being that girl is just about embracing all the good that is you.
To us, you're already that girl. And as long as you're trying your best and doing everything in moderation, you're doing the best that is possible for you.
Remember that even that girl has those days where she really just isn't doing her finest, and she wakes up and has that sloppy bun and doesn't wear some makeup and maybe even wears clothes that should be thrown in the wash. And you are more than allowed to give up on being that girl every now and again. Just know that she's always inside of you, waiting to conquer the world when you're ready.
And as always, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure to subscribe to our podcast and please give us a rating on all major streaming platforms. It truly, truly means so much to us. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and check out exclusive content over on our website at www.my20somethingspodcast.com.
We love you all so, so, so much and can't wait for you all to thrive throughout your 20s. We know you can do it, even if sometimes you forget. Wishing you all another amazing week, sending you endless love and good vibes.
Bye, guys.